For this recording, let me repeat. The title of tonight's sharing is How's Your Walk? My wife has a step counter, as I'm sure a lot of you do, and I've seen it with anywhere from 10,000 to 17,000 steps a day. It blows my mind. What if we had a good works counter for the Lord? How many would be counted each day? You know, God many times in God's word and in the manifestations, God says, take my hand. You know, I believe what's implied is the Father is willing and able to walk with us hand in hand and to move forward in our lives because he's always with us. With that being said, let me read you a wonderful explanation of this walk that we're going to be looking at. The verb walk, in its literal sense of going along or moving about on foot at a moderate pace, is found numerous times in the Gospels. However, this same verb is more often used throughout the Old Testament and the epistles of the New Testament in a metaphorical way. In this sense, it means to follow a certain course of life or to conduct oneself in a certain way. Many times the verb translated walk is present tense in the Greek of the New Testament, which means that the writer is referring to a continued mode of conduct or behavior. In fact, the infinitive to walk can be translated in a Hebraistic way, simply to live. So, how about taking more steps in our walking after our Abba Father in 2021? I would like to give some exhortations for us all for 2021 by going to the wonderful, beautiful, and of course, matchless Word of God. Most people each year, or new year, I should say, try cutting back on things, or better put, unprofitable habits they may have been doing. Well, how about doing more walking for God our Father to build up our spiritual muscles? God delights in believers who walk in truth and show hospitality and love to others. It's so available for us. So, how will we continue to walk in 2021 and forward? Well, let's start with 3 John chapter 1, verse 4, as I go there. And in 3 John chapter 1, verse 4, the Father says this, I have no greater joy, no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Well, if that doesn't get your muscles warmed up and your spiritual muscles ready to go, I don't know what does. Remembering that Jesus Christ is with us every step of the way. Now, I would ask you to go to 1 John chapter 2. We're going to read verses 1 through 6. Allow me to go there. 1 John chapter 2. Starting in verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And any man sin, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. No one's excluded, or should be. Verse 3, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments, if we do what he says, what he instructs us to do. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5, but whoso keepeth his word in him, verily it is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. And verse 6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. You see, our Heavenly Father has many things for people to do. And Jesus Christ demonstrated that as the perfect example for us. So, we need the enlightenment of the truth to walk so that we don't stumble as we walk together. There's a lot of things that this world puts out there to trip us up, but we don't want to do that because we constantly turn to God. Let's go back to 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, please. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us all from all sin. Now, we want to walk with each other, doing his will, and have that same heart and mind as we do this. Remember, we are walking with God and Jesus Christ in us. Knowing this, how's our walk? Go to 1 Thessalonians, please, chapter 3, and we'll look at 3:11 for starters, and we'll probably finish in 4:1. So, 1 Thessalonians, thank you for your patience. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 11 is where we'll start. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, not in gold or silver, but in love, one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. In 4:1, the next chapter. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received us, of us, how ye ought to walk, and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. Wow. Wow. That's what we want in our lives. We want to have all that. In 2 Thessalonians, or I'm sorry, in 1 Thessalonians once again, let's go to chapter 2, verse 12. Same book, 1 Thessalonians is what I said, and in chapter 2, verse 12. Very important piece that God put here. That you would walk worthy of your neighbor? No. That you would walk worthy of your best friend? No. That you would walk worthy of God, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. God's invited us to that. He's called us, and with a purpose. Keep in mind, when we're walking, we're on the clock. Let's go to Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 5. It says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Which wisdom? The wisdom God gives us. We're to walk in that, taking advantage of the time, because we know that life here on earth isn't that long. But in the meantime, we have a purpose. We have the wisdom from God. So in a way, yes, we are on the clock. Some may ask, which way are you going to walk and where? Well, let's go back to Colossians. And in chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with what? Thanksgiving. See, again, Jesus is our example, but not just our example. He resides in us with the Father. So when you walk, your steps have power. They have power to do many, many things. All you have to do is claim them and ask the Father. That's how. And like God's Word directs us in Romans, let's go to Romans chapter 6 and the second part of verse 4. Romans 6, 4, and the latter part of verse 4. And it says, and to the minister, I believe I have the wrong verse. I have the wrong book. I'm sorry. Romans. I was in the wrong book. Romans 6 and verse 4. And the latter part says, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and believe that God has raised him from the dead, your life is fresh, brand new, ready to go. Now, considering all that Jesus Christ has accomplished, we have been given a way of walking for the Lord. Again, we are to walk like it implores us in Romans 8, 4b. I won't go there. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's how we walk. Now, I'm going to close with these six keys on how to walk with the love of God in our steps, all from the book of Ephesians. So, the first one, if you would, is in Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. And it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto what kind of works? Good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. That's how we're to do this. We are created by God to do good works and to walk in them. Now, let's go to Ephesians, this is the second key, Ephesians 4:1, please. Ephesians 4:1. I'm going to read this one out of the NLT. It has more of a punch to it. Ephesians 4:1 says, therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling. For you have been called by God. That's right. This life is the walk worthy of our vocation, where we've been called. And it's not something that's grievous to us. So, moving on down the list to key point number 3, it's in Ephesians 4:17, please. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. You see, that's what the world wants you to do. Walk this way. But why? Therefore, let's look at verses of chapter 4, verses 14 through 18 in Ephesians. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. You see, many times we think we know what we're doing, or we try to do it without God, but because of certain issues in our lives, it has caused us to be blinded, and we know what they are. God is always there to pull us out and to help us to continue to walk this life, to walk in this life like He's called us to walk. How about Ephesians 5:2, number 4? Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved. You see, we can walk that way. Christ has shown us. He's shown us. All we have to do is imitate Him to do that. That's what God has designed in our hearts. And have given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. This aroma God gets from this is something that we need to look at with all of our hearts, so that when we are doing His will, when we are living life, when we are walking, we have everything we need by going to the Father and His Word. What else do we get from going to fellowship or reading His Word? How about Ephesians, number 5, same chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. That's the truth. So, I hope these keys that we're looking at are going to help you out. And if not, you can simply go to them. And then key number 6 is in Ephesians 5:15. And then we'll do the 16th verse in the NLT. Ephesians 5:15, please. It says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." And verse 16 in the NLT says, "Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days." The most out of every opportunity, because we're surrounded by the junk in this world. But we are not of it. We're just passing through. But as we're passing through, we're going to leave our mark, our godly mark, the Christ in us mark, as we walk. Okay? In closing, I remember this portrait that you probably do, but I'm going to reread it to refresh your memories. And the portrait is of the footprints in the sand. And what it said. So for this, let me read it to you, because it's just so comforting to hear. Footprints in the sand. One night, I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two sets of footprints. Other times, there was one. This bothered me, because I noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, or defeat, I could see only one set of footprints. So I said to the Lord, "You promised me, Lord, that if I followed You, You would walk with me always. But I have noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there has only been one set of footprints in the sand. Why, when I needed You most, have You not been there for me?" The Lord replied, The times when you have only seen one set of footprints, my child, is when I carried you. Wow. And we are never alone to this day. We are never alone to this day. Allow me to close with a prayer. Almighty God and Father, I pray with a thankful heart for all your encouragements and how you are always here with us every step of the way. I pray that we continue with a cheerful heart to do your will, and that it continues to bring us great joy and the peace Jesus tells us about in your perfect word. Amen and amen.